Hey, can I come in? Hi, sweetheart. Gee, you're in bed already. You've got all the drapes pulled, but it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Can I sit down here with you on the bed? How are you doing, kiddo? You must be feeling. Well, this is a little awkward, huh? Look, I drove Deanna home. She didn't say too much, but I had to talk to her mother. Oh, hey, honey. Listen, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Just calm down, honey. Take a breath. Just breathe. Listen, Deanna's gonna be all right, and her mom's fine too. I just explained to her that you two got carried away, but no harm was done, and you certainly weren't being inappropriate. Maybe just you two didn't have a clear conversation about what was on the menu? No, sorry, that sounds silly, but you know what I mean. Actually, her mom, I want to say Audrey? I'm sure I've met her at a soccer game or something before. Anyway, she was very reasonable and said that not only can Deanna get dramatic about things, but that nowadays there's all sorts of stuff on the internet you kids see that we'd never heard of growing up, so it's easy to get expectations confused. Oh, honey, come here and give mommy a hug. You're shaking. Shh. Hey, listen. You're fine. You didn't do anything wrong. You're not in any trouble. Everyone is fine, just fine. Deanna said that she was fully dressed at the time and she just wasn't comfortable with your request. Look, you're only 18. You're not supposed to have all the answers yet. You might need a new girlfriend, but look, honestly, I think that could be for the best. Listen, don't say anything to Deanna, but even her mother said that. Yeah, she really did. She said Deanna's just too high-strung. Audrey, yeah, I'm gonna go with Audrey. Oh, wait, I know. She works at the fabric store in Northside Plaza. That's where I know her from. Anyway, she said you were always so sweet and respectful, and so she knows this was just a communication issue, that you're not a bad guy. So just take another few deep breaths. That's it. Let those shoulders drop down. That's better. My good boy. So, there's another little thing that Audrey told me. She said that Deanna mentioned that you're more than a handful down there. Probably too big, she said, for Deanna anyway. So, is that true? Come on, I see that grin. Hey, I see that smile. Is that true? Did she just get overwhelmed by your equipment? Hey, don't get mad at me, honey. What do you want me to call it? I'm sorry. You want me to call it your what? A little louder. Your what? Your clock? Oh, your cock. Oh, look at you blush. Well, at least you're smiling. Okay, we'll call it your cock. So here's where it gets interesting. I guess Audrey asked her daughter just how big you were, and Deanna did this with her hands. So is that true, sweetheart? Wouldn't I like to know? Well, yes, maybe I would like to know. Why? Okay, that's a fair question. Let me have a moment to think. I guess because people are judged by their bodies, judged over things they can't control, like skin color, height, stuff like that. And it's not always good. I mean, I've always been heavier. I was the first girl in my class to develop breasts, and I've gone through life with this kind of figure, and usually it's made things tougher for me, if I'm being honest. My breasts always got a lot of attention, but the rest of me was something different, especially after I had you and your sister. I'm at the age now that it doesn't really matter because I'm past the point of caring, but right or wrong, large penises are really admired and envied. And if you've got one, I want you to feel proud of it and enjoy the attention you get and not the shame of what happened this afternoon. Does that make sense? Who should feel more proud of your penis, me or you? Well, okay. Maybe you have me there. If I'm completely honest, I did feel kind of proud today when Audrey mentioned it. And I guess I got a bit of a thrill out of sensing how curious she was to see it as well. So, does your mother get a peek? Make me a deal. What kind of deal? What? Oh no, honey. I said my breasts got attention when I was younger. Now they're just huge, and your grandmother calls them matronly. I honestly think you'd be up for a huge disappointment. Really? Are you sure? No, actually, I'm not picking up your sister until 10. She's got a late rehearsal. We've got some time. So if I show you mine, you'll show me yours? So we're really doing this? My heart's pounding. Okay, how did we start? So, you want me to take off my sweatshirt and bra? Wait, are you naked under those covers? Why are you naked? Oh, right. You were hoping to finish off before I got home. All right, I get it. I'll stick to the agreement. Me first, then. Not exactly a very sexy bra, is it? Maybe I would have worn another one if I knew I was showing it off. I'm not sure. I've got a few different sizes. Here, I'll turn around and you can read the tag. 40K, yeah, it varies. I've got some J-cup bras as well. It kind of just depends on the style. All I can tell you is they're expensive. Wait a second. I think I just realized why I've seen them in your hamper before. You dirty rascal. Well, seeing as you're back there, do you want to undo the hooks? You might need to practice. Yeah, I think there's four hooks. Just pull them inward and unhook them. There you go. Okay, are you ready for the big reveal? All right, to be fair, I'll pull off the bra at the same time that you pull back that sheet. Okay? Ready? One, two, three. Oh my. Wow. I'm so speechless. I totally forgot I'm standing here topless. That's why you're so hard. Oh, that's very sweet, but you are so hard. It's so long. It goes up past your belly button. I'm not sure what to say. So, are we gonna do touchies here? We can touch each other. Jesus, honey, I can't even get my hand all the way around it. How have you managed to hide this from me? You're liking my tits, huh? Not disappointed? Come on, they're positively udders. No, go ahead, squeeze them all you like. Well, in fairness to Deanna, I can understand why she didn't know what to do with you, but this stroking seems to be working, doesn't it? This is interesting. I can feel that you're already lubed up a little. Oh, right, because I interrupted you. How does this feel? You know what? I think we're gonna need some more of that lube. Where are you hiding it? Under your pillow? You're adorable. Here, squeeze some of it into my hand. There. Now this will feel a little slicker. Oh yeah, that's much better. So, now that I'm stroking this gorgeous cock of yours, I want you to tell me the truth about something. Will you do that for me? Yeah, just keep gently tugging on my nipples. That's really nice. They're certainly loving the attention. So, I want to know something. I want to know what you tried to get Deanna to do in here that caused her to freak out and race home. Come on, you can tell Mommy. Were you making her gag? Did you try to stuff this into her without lube? Come on, honey, it's okay, you can tell me. I won't judge. Come on, sweetheart. A what? I'm sorry, you asked for a what? A facial? Really? So, all you were asking her to do is get down on her knees, open her mouth, and let you spray all over her. Did you want her to be topless when you did it? Did you want to squirt onto her titties, too? Hers are nothing like Mommy's, are they? Nothing at all. So, were you gonna make that little bitch lick your balls while you were stroking? Or caress your thighs? Or cup those little tits together? Maybe have her talk dirty? Telling you how much she wanted your load? Were you gonna make her do those things for you? Mm-hmm. And you asked her nicely, didn't you, baby? But that little tease said no. Well, you know what, sweetie? Mommy's not gonna say no. What do you say we put a happy ending on this day and you can blow your load all over me? Would you like that? Come on. Let me pull back these covers. I'll get down on my knees. Does this work? And here. Let me caress those tight, huge balls. There you go. No hurry. Take your time. And you can aim wherever you want. I won't move. That's it, sweetheart. I'm not afraid of that big, beautiful cock. I don't mind that big load. You're a good boy and you've earned this. And you know what? You don't need Deanna anymore. Mommy will do this for you anytime you want. Would you like that? You can just clean your pipes whenever you need to all over these jugs. Here, darling, I'm holding these big tits together for you. Go ahead and blow your... Oh. Yeah, just like that. Oh my gosh, it's still coming. It's okay. Put it all over my face. That's it. Oh, wow. Look at me. Here, let me suck out the last few drops. Oh, that was delicious. You came so much. What a good boy. Okay, now help me up. And pass me my sweatshirt. God, I can barely see anything. You really glazed me, sweetie. Okay. Mommy's gonna head into the shower. So why don't you just relax or, you know, join me if you want to. And I just want you to know that I love you. And I'm so very proud of you. My good boy.